Jerry Bader Show. It is amazing. It is amazing how liberals, the reason I moved from liberalism to conservatism in my early 30s was I realized how intellectually bankrupt my ideas were. So there's just nothing to defend them. I believe, however, the liberal movement today is more intellectually bankrupt than it has ever been. If you listen to the two stories that we had earlier this half hour, John Kerry, no, you're all a bunch of flat earthers if you don't accept global warming. Not he, not Al Gore, not the nutty liberals who email me. None of them offer science. They hide behind science, but they can't offer it because they don't understand it themselves. No, it just is, and you have to accept it. Whatever global warming happened in the 20th century, which hasn't happened since 1998, whatever it is, it's, you have to accept that it's meant. You just do. You just do. You have to accept it. And then the video, the audio from the video we played. Why? What makes you say Tea Party members are racist? They just are. I don't know what you want me to say, the woman said. They just are. My other favorite line from that video is they're really racist, especially towards women. That's the intellectual bankruptcy that passes for liberalism these days. They have nothing other than we're just right and you have to accept it. That's why newspaper sites and other sites are actually banning comments from people who challenge anthropogenic global warming. If you disagree with it, they won't put your comments out there. Why would they do that? Because they can't refute them. They hide behind science, but they can't use it in their defense because they don't even know the science behind it. I do this to liberals all the time. And you know what's interesting? I do it to some of the same liberals over and over and over, including Mike McFeely at KFGO in Fargo. Don't you think after I did it 8, 9, or 10 times, you would go research the damn science and actually try to find out what it is? The woman who wrote last week, do you think now she's actually taken the trouble to go look up the science? Do you think she has? So if challenged with this again, she would be ready? It's as if they don't want to. There is a story that I want to spend some time on in the next half hour. It's a story from Friday, but obviously it's a pretty big story in Wisconsin. It is the news that former Green Bay Packer, Minnesota Viking, New Orleans Saint Darren Sharper, most of his career as a defensive back with the Green Bay Packers, is accused of sexually assaulting 7 women in 4 states. Now, I blogged on this over the weekend. And someone on my Facebook page said, Jerry, you're convicting him already. I used the phrase, if true, 2 or 3 times in that piece, but that wasn't enough for her. I understand that Darren Sharper, in a court of law, is innocent until proven guilty. What I have said over the years, though, is I believe the standard for the court of public opinion is different. Now, the court of public opinion shouldn't sway what happens in the court of law. But when you have strikingly similar allegations in multiple states from women who don't know each other, I think that makes the accusations very credible. There's no evidence at all to suggest these women have conspired. Some of the allegations are more recent than others. And to me, they are literally frightening. If the allegations against Darren Sharper are true, he's a serial rapist. He lures women to an apartment or some other secluded area, and then a big, strong football player, according to the allegations, has to drug them and have sexual intercourse with them while they're drugged. They to me, if true, are shocking, absolutely shocking allegations. And I will say, if true, as many times as I think I need to, for you to understand that in the court of law, I understand he's innocent until proven guilty. To me, what's out there suggests the charges are very, very credible. I don't have time to get into this in much detail in this half hour. I want to get into it, though, in the next half hour a little bit. If it's true, How long has it been going on? Was it going on in his playing days? Did it go on while he was a Green Bay Packer? Is it something that developed after his playing days, if in fact these charges are true? When the spotlight was gone, and he felt he needed to do this to get women. And the whole fact that he was working as an NFL Network analyst. I want to spend a few minutes on that. We've got a lot to get to, but I want to talk about that a little bit after the news. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.